Reishut Gimel Sifat. Al kol peyes v'shadvarim chus mipatsi yayin im hayu ha'oich l'mishnayim ha'yeze echet poiter ins chaveirim afi b'loya seifim. People are eating food other than bread and wine, then one can patter everybody else that are eating together with him, even if they're not reclining. U'miyu yeshiva miyu boy. But they should sit down together, because there has to be some type of connection between them. Sitting down together is more of a kvias. Why? The dafke v'pas v'yayin v'yayin sefer. Bread and wine, which generally, in those days, people used to actually recline when they eat it in a serious fashion. Therefore, you have to have this ha-sefer. This man is there, that people do not recline when they eat, so it's enough to sit down even for bread and wine. Continues the mechavel if he's there, that he done the less than a zeva and chilek vein pas the yain the shadvarim. Nowadays there's no difference between bread and wine and other things. To be yeshiva, afi le pas the yain echem abar lekulam. Once they're sitting down with bread and wine, one can make a bracha and we might see everybody like we do today by Shabbos meal. And also, by other things, one should sit down and standing up. One should not be mighty the other one. That which we say that one can be mighty other people to bracha and things other than bread. This is all by the bracha rishayna, which once again they should sit down. And then one will be mitzvah the other. This is the reason why some people sit down for by Priya Gafen by Kiddush, because of this idea. The ones that stand up have other reasons. But other than Kiddush, if you're being mitzvah to somebody else with a bracha, then they should all sit down. Mishabru passing the b'di'evit, if they stood up, yoytze, but it's a b'di'evit. All this is in respect to bracha yishayna. Bracha achreina tzrichin li'chale kol echen mevorach la'atzmai. The ein zimun lepeyus. As far as bracha achreina, there's a concept of zimun by Beis Hamazon. One person is mighty to other people, because one person is mighty to other people with a zimun. That's by Beis Hamazon. But if a person is eating peyus or other things that don't require Beis Hamazon, there's no concept of zimun, and therefore, since they're already separating from one another, lachatchila, each one should make his own bracha if they can. Says the Rambo. Most of the opinions that hold that even if you sit down together, you cannot be mighty somebody else with anything other than bread and wine. Therefore, by us, if one's not eating bread and wine, any other type of food, each one should make a bracha himself. As we mentioned before, if there's a need for it, one can be mitzi other people even by shah advar. But lachatchila, each one should make his own bracha yishreina, and also bracha achreina by shah advar. It's nogei also, sometimes not everyone knows halam nichya, so one person is mitzi everybody else. According to this, this is not lachatchila. What is lachatchila if everybody doesn't know halam nichya? One guy should say it out loud, and everybody else should say it together with him.